I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Actress Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky in Full House, surrendered to federal authorities in Los Angeles yesterday after one day after being charged in a massive bribery scam involving some of the country's most elite universities. Loughlin and Felicity Huffman were among 50 people indicted for the conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Lori and her husband, fashion designer Mossimo, allegedly paid $500,000 to have their two daughters designated as recruits for USC's crew team, despite the fact that the girls didn't actually participate in the sport. She will be allowed to travel to Vancouver and British Columbia, Canada to shoot projects for the Hallmark Channel. Lori could face up to 5 years in federal prison. Lori Loughlin's daughter and YouTube star Olivia Jade, who I've started following on Instagram now.
Of course
I know that
you
she's
have.
Like, this whole family is like just total frauds, but I am obsessed with her daughter. After this whole thing, I like looked her up. She's so freaking cute, so pretty. Like, I just am obsessed with her. So I'm like, why are you even in college, dude? Like, just do the
just
YouTube
do your thing.
Yeah. Do the Instagram model thing, because like, I like her. So anyway, Olivia Jade, the daughter, was celebrating spring break on a yacht owned by a USC Board of Trustees member the same day her mom is caught in this widespread college bribery case. Like, how awkward is that? That I can't even imagine a worse place to be. So in December 2018, this is real juicy, John Stamos gushed over Olivia Jade's Olivia Jade and her having good morals and all this stuff. Listen to this.
Can I just say how proud I am of you?
Thanks.
You're such a good girl. You have good values and you project good morals, unlike other YouTube stars I know.
I don't have to be in this video.
Yeah, but she's like, she's inspiring the kids. She does well.
She inspires more kids than I do.
Well, I mean, like, here's the thing, though. Is she innocent? Like, she doesn't really know what's going on, right? Or does she know?
I don't know. I think that's kind of unclear. I think, for the most part, they're saying that the kids did not know this was going on.
Then I would say she's still a good kid. I mean, and if she's inspiring with her YouTube channel, I don't know much about it, then so be it.
So this is really juicy, too. So Olivia said herself that her dad faked his way through college and used the money meant for tuition to start his business in a interview a couple years ago.
He wasn't actually like ever, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, sorry dad, but he wasn't ever like enrolled in college, but he like faked his way through it. And,
oh wow.
Yeah, so, and then he started his whole business with tuition money that his parents thought were going to college.
What?
That's like such a different time, but
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but it's okay.
Probably
how
not.
How awkward is that?
It's interesting how old things come back to be like, whoa, that's relevant.
And in 2017 with Page Six, Lori Loughlin talked about her parenting relationship with her kids.
I always say do the best you can. We were never like at school, you got to get straight A's. We were never those parents. We were always like, you know what? Give it your all. Do the best you can. Because in life, if you give it your all and you do the best you can, that's it. That's all you can do. And that's enough.
And if not, we'll pay for it.
Exactly. Lou Pearlman is the man behind the biggest boy bands of the 90s and 2000s. And now there's a new documentary coming out called The Boy Band Con, The Lou Pearlman Story. And untold stories are going to be revealed. Lance Bass of NSYNC said, "We just wanted to tell the true story from the people who actually lived it and have a great cautionary tale for those that have kids that want to get into the entertainment industry. Hopefully it's a cautionary tale for them and their parents." Lou Pearlman, by the way, if you forget, is accused of stealing money from many of the band members of the bands he managed, as well as accusations of sexual misconduct and molesting. Pearlman passed away in 2016, and this documentary is going to come out on YouTube on April 3rd. So
I don't think
very soon.
I don't think half the parents that are trying to make their kids stars care. I'm sure there are some that care.
I don't
care,
think they do either.
But they just want their kid to be successful, and they'll probably turn a blind eye.
Well, that's why so many of these nasty, slimy, grimy adults get away with half the stuff they do in Hollywood. Amanda Bynes, speaking of kids that are messed up from Hollywood, Amanda Bynes is back in rehab in LA, and friends are afraid she's not going to make it out alive this time. She checked into rehab specializing in addiction earlier this month. Sources say she's put her body through so much, and her friends are terrified that this latest slip up actually might kill her. Allegedly, Amanda cannot seem to handle the media spotlight, but she can't continue to abuse herself like this because, I mean, she's not going to survive it. So, very scary. I hope that she gets better. I really wish that there was a way that we, you know, she could open up and talk about what the heck went wrong with her. Something happened to
her.
Yeah,
there's a lot. It's deep.
And The Simpsons showrunner Al Jean has revealed claims that he thinks Michael Jackson used his cameo to groom boys. So Michael Jackson was on the show in 1991 as a one-off character named Leon Kompowski in the episode Stark Raving Dad. Jean said, "What saddens me is if you watch Leaving Neverland, which I did and several of us here did, if you watch that episode, honestly, it looks like the episode was used by Michael Jackson for something other than what we'd intended it. It wasn't just a comedy to him, it was something that was used as a tool, and I strongly believe that. That, to me, is my belief. It's why I think removing it is appropriate." And so the episode now has been pulled from circulation last week.
Interesting.
That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, woo, yeah! About to beer bong all this beer. Okay, I never really went on spring break, so I don't have any crazy spring break stories, but we're going to delve into some of them. Lift the Web Girl. Oh, you know she's got a bunch. But what about you? 833-JOE-ALEX. We want to hear your crazy spring break story. What happened?